Protect your family and your memories. Go to knowyourzone.org to find out your risk and how you can get flood insurance. A service of Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, Know Your Zone.
There are banks. Then there's Triad Bank, a refreshingly different banking alternative. Most banks treat you like a number. Because Triad Bank is locally owned and independent, they cater to your unique banking needs. And because Triad Bank is not cookie cutter, every banking service at Triad Bank has your best financial interest in mind. If your bank treats you like a number, head to Triad Bank on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection across from Plaza Frontenac. Triad Bank, your business, your family, your bank. Online at triadbanking.com.
The 2015 Thoroughbred racing season at Fairmont Park opens on March 24th. Join us for Horse Hookie Tuesday afternoons, post time at 1. It features the Coors Light Miller Lite Beach Party. And for the first time ever, Saturday afternoon live programs run from March 28th to April 25th. Kentucky Derby Day is May the 2nd. Be a part of our 90th anniversary meeting. The tradition continues. For more information, go to fairmontpark.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
At Midwest Motorcycle Expo at Gateway Classic Cars in O'Fallon, Illinois. See Custom Builders, People's Choice Bike Show, and live bands April 17th and 18th. For more info, go to MidwestMotorcycleExpo.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Ian and Dan are here with me, and it's now your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 60 days, call us now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are selling lots of copies of their new album, Bonafide. Actually, I shouldn't say they're selling copies of them. They're selling a lot of digital downloads of them from Amazon and iTunes and all over the place, and also from their website, wellhungarians.net. If you've never seen the Well Hungarians, I can give you about a 50% chance that when you do go see them, Dan Strauss will be there. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, no cover charge and good food, and they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois, every Thursday night, also no cover charge and some pretty amazing food there. Download their app or go to wellhungarians.net to find out where they are playing. All right, let's get right to our first contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
All righty. I'm a painter. CNT painting. There you go.
Okay. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories go spinning around until they come spilling out. Led by our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Then category two is Let's Go Blues. And category three, the most influential people in showbiz. This is according to Time Magazine, which this week came out with their Time 100. So you can have any of those three categories. What'll it be, Chris?
Let's go with the first one.
Have you been paying attention? All right, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Chris five questions, one, two, three, four, and five pointers. That's a total of 15 that he can scoop up, but he doesn't have to get them all. Just half or more, 8 points or better, to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have some dandy prizes this week. We have one dozen free donuts.
Dandy donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant or in Cottleville.
Dandy Cottleville. Dandy.
Oh, yes, dandy.
If only they made a dandy-flavored beer.
They did. We also have from Werenberg Theaters. We have movie passes. You might want to choose The Longest Ride or Furious 7.
biggest box office movie of the year. We'll give you free tickets to that.
That's right.
You can have either of those. And if you do, Chris, get all 15 points, or any contestant does today, you'll also get this.
Jimmy's on the Park gift certificate. Jimmy's on the Park is at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. So check jimmyscafe.com for more.
All right, Chris, 60 seconds on the clock. Your category is, have you been paying attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what St. Louis event was Kendall Schlur declared the winner before officials realized that she'd cheated and they gave the title to Andrea Carl instead?
It was the Run St. Louis race.
I'm looking for a special word here. What kind of race was it?
Pass.
Where did a mailman carrying 435 pieces of mail land his gyrocopter earlier this week?
At the, not the White House, the government building, the Capitol building.
There you go. Which shoe company that started in St. Louis in 1878 is changing its names to Caleris?
Brown Shoe.
Correct. A school in Rockville, Maryland is trying to break a Guinness record by having the most children dressed up as what Dr. Seuss character?
Pass.
The longest running... I'm going to run out of time before I read this. Here's what the question would have been. The longest-running TV variety show, Sabado Gigante, will finish 53 years on the air this fall. What network is it on? You don't get the points, but do you know?
No, sir.
It's Univision. And I used to call it Sabado Gigante until my daughter took Spanish in high school and said, no, there's no soft G in Spanish. It's Gigante. The St. Louis event that Kendall Schlur and Andrea Carl were involved in, I was looking for the word marathon. It was the Go St. Louis Marathon.
Okay.
And the character they were dressed up as in Rockville, Maryland today was the Cat in the Hat. So let's see how you did here, Chris. You got the 2 and the 3, and oh, that's only 5 points. And as you know, if you don't win, you get punished on the Harris Challenge. And so last week we had Madonna doing a horrible version of her own song, Holiday, with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots and the Schoolroom Instruments. This week we have a different version of a Madonna song done by Lords of the New Church.
Hey!
And thanks to listener Alan Newells for sending this to me. Get ready.
No, it's probably better that they're off mic.
I think it's the highest quality they could do. All right, just pause it right there. I have a feeling we're in karaoke hell today.
Yes.
Chris, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number 2. Hi, John.
Hey, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my name's John, and I work for Wall to Wall Cleaning.
Okay. Did you clean my house last week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. John was there as part of the crew that came, and I'll give you an unpaid for plug. This company, Wall to Wall Cleaning, did a great job with the windows and also blasting the siding on my house very nicely, too. Thank you for that. John and Scott was the other guy who came to the house. All right, John, let's see what we have left here for the categories. We have Let's Go Blues. We have the most influential people in showbiz, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week. Which one would you like?
Let's Go Blues.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, John. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The Blues are playing the Wild in the first round of the NHL playoffs. Combined, how many Stanley Cups have the two teams won?
0
is right. Where did the Blues play before moving into the Scott Trade / Savas / Kiel Center?
The Arena.
The Arena, right. Which of these was not an NHL expansion team along with the Blues in 1967? The Edmonton Oilers, the LA Kings, or the Philadelphia Flyers?
Edmonton Oilers.
Correct. What kind of animal is the Blues mascot, Louie?
Oh, I don't know that one.
All right, a pass. We'll go to the five-pointer. In which of these states do the Blues not have a minor league affiliate? Alaska, Vermont, or Illinois?
Vermont.
That's correct. Back to the four-pointer. Take a guess. What kind of animal is the Blues mascot, Louie?
A teddy bear.
You're very close. If you had thought of cold weather like on ice, you might have come up with a polar bear. By the way, the Blues do have a team in Alaska, the Aces of the ECHL, and they've got the Chicago Wolves of the AHL. Almost a clean sweep for you, John, but you got 11 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. And let's meet our third contestant now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'm heading back home. Let's go Blues. Let's see if we can do well this year.
Yeah, they lost 4-2 last night to the Wild, but it's a 7-game series, so they got to make some moves this weekend. All right, which category do you want? The most influential people in showbiz, multiple choice week, or our new third category, the week in sports?
How about multiple choice week?
Okay, Bob, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not a new product coming from Ben & Jerry's? Ice cream burrito, ice cream beer, ice cream pasta.
Ice cream beer.
No, pasta. In what state did some legislators try to proclaim the Bible the state's official book? Tennessee, Alabama, or Idaho?
Tennessee.
Correct. Lincoln Chafee has announced he's running for president. In what state was he both governor and senator? Wyoming, Rhode Island, or Nebraska?
Rhode Island.
Correct. In what country can you buy a beer that's supposed to make you more beautiful? Japan, Sweden, or Monaco?
I'm going to go Japan.
Correct. In what state did Danielle Busby give birth to the first all-female quintuplet since 1969? Was it New Hampshire, California, or Texas?
I'm going to say California.
It was in Texas. By the way, in Japan, the beer is Suntory's Precious Beer, which contains 2 grams of collagen per can. You may have known women are using all sorts of collagen products now. The company thinks that if they put the collagen in the beer, it will sell, and it's selling like crazy in Japan, even though doctors say it doesn't make you more beautiful. In fact, it has no positive medical effects whatsoever. And by the way, Ben & Jerry's is coming out with an ice cream burrito, which goes on sale this Monday. And they will have the Salted Caramel Brownie Brown Ale available this fall in a store near you. Bob, let's review your points here. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. 9 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Here is our fourth contestant. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
Well, I'm just here in beautiful Waterloo, Illinois, and I'm sure my dad and my brothers are listening.
Well, say their names.
Tony is my dad, and then Andy and Tim.
All right. Which do you want? 2 categories left. The most influential people in showbiz or the week in sports?
We'll go with the week in sports.
All right, Michael, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL player has been sentenced to life in prison for shooting Odin Lloyd?
Hernandez.
Correct. Which TV network suspended reporter Britt McHenry after she berated an employee of a towing company?
ESPN.
Correct. Which running back has the NFL officially reinstated after suspending him over a child abuse case?
Adrian Peterson.
Correct. Which 2 figure skaters involved in an infamous 1994 incident are memorialized in a new museum by 2 comedians in Brooklyn, New York?
Pass.
Red Shane Dienst is marking an anniversary with the Cardinals today. How many years ago did he join the franchise? 50, 60, or 70 years ago?
60 years.
70, 1945. All right, which 2 figure skaters involved in an infamous 1994 incident are memorialized in a new museum by 2 comedians in Brooklyn, New York?
Gonna have to pass on that one.
Remember Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Why? Why? Michael, you got the 1 and the 2 and the 3, and oh, that's only 6 points below our pain threshold, unfortunately. Yeah. Here once again, Lords of the New Church.
Hey, like a virgin. Such a fool of the town. Yeah,
Man, wouldn't you hate to have your band lose a talent competition to these guys?
Yeah. I'd have to quit playing.
Michael, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our final contestant is another Bob. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Good. Go ahead and plug whatever you like for 5 seconds.
Go Blues and hi to my family, Sergio, Grazie, and Tori.
All right. One category left, Bob. It's the most influential people in showbiz, according to Time in their new issue, the Time 100. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has been executive producer of Saturday Night Live for all but 5 of its 40 years on the air?
Half.
Who has starred on screen as American sniper Chris Kyle and on stage as the Elephant Man John Merrick?
Yeah.
In the magazine, Mindy Kaling writes about the woman who starred in last year's movie, Wild. What's her name?
Yeah.
On what network does John Oliver host his show, Last Week Tonight?
CBS.
HBO. A profile of Laverne Cox in the magazine calls her a transgender icon. What is the name of the Netflix series Laverne Cox stars on?
Yeah.
Back to the executive producer of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I know. I can't think of his name.
Or the guy who played American Sniper, Chris Kyle.
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels, Saturday Night Live. Bradley Cooper was Chris Kyle and John Merrick.
He was John Merrick?
Yeah, he's doing it on stage in New York now as the Elephant Man. Reese Witherspoon is the woman that Mindy Kaling wrote about, and Laverne Cox is on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, those are all easy questions.
Well, only if you know the answers, Bob.
Right.
People say, hey, how come you gave me such tough questions? I didn't know what you knew.
Right.
Bob, you didn't know anything, though, and so that goose egg is yours. Wear it proudly, my friend, as you get punished. That's enough.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend, Bob. Thank you very much for playing. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing tonight at Cyberg's. Hey, that's just about a mile from here on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights, Missouri. And when I say from here, I mean Westport Plaza, not necessarily where you are.
Yeah, right at Dorset and 270 there.
Right. So they're there tonight with great food, and you can find them online and keep up with their touring schedule by going to the website wellhungarians.net or download the Well Hungarians app. That's the Harris Challenge. We play it every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com. You can find previous editions of the challenge on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out here, Dan. You've got an accident now on eastbound 64 at Fairview Heights. It's on both the left and right shoulders, but traffic right now is backed up solid to 255. They're still working with that stalled vehicle on westbound Highway 44 just before Big Bend, and they had the left center lane when last time we checked it. It looks like now you're jammed back to Shrewsbury. The crash on the ramp, the end of the ramp from southbound 270 to eastbound Highway 40, it's right on the overpass at Ballas. It's blocking the two left lanes. Pretty good backup, and that goes up to 270. And then Highway 270 is still stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry, westbound 40 from Boyle out through McCausland, 270 through Mason, eastbound 40. You've got baseball traffic starting to filter in, so that's heavy Timberlake Manor through Mason. And you are also heavy again from Clayton Warson into Big Bend. And eastbound 270, you're jamming up from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. With a Sam's Club membership, you always get great savings. Try their tender boneless pork loin and 16-ounce package of organic kale salad medley. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
The weekend of April 17th, 18th, and 19th is loaded with great giveaways for fans coming up at Busch Stadium. That weekend, the Cardinals take on the Cincinnati Reds. Friday, April 17th, the adult zip-up hooded sweatshirt. Saturday, April 18th, the Yadier Molina Gold and Platinum Gloves bobblehead. Sunday, April 19th, it's the Kids Baseball T-shirt giveaway. Great giveaways on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of April. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Hi, fans. This is Trevor Rosenthal. And believe me, there's nothing like throwing to the best catcher in the game, Yadier Molina. Last year, Yadi picked up his 7th gold glove and 3rd platinum glove. To celebrate, on Saturday, April 18th, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their very own Yadier Molina bobblehead, courtesy of Central Bank of St. Louis. Take home the Yadi bobblehead on April 18th when we face the Reds. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With 4 locations in St. Charles County and 1 in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Friday. That means you can enjoy 2 large, 2 topping pizzas for only $22.95 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. 2 large, 2 topping pizzas for only $22.95, just in time for the weekend at Stefanina's.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
America's premier big band musical show is coming to St. Louis's Two Hill Performing Arts Center Wednesday, April 22nd for matinee and evening performances. In the Mood, singers, swing dancers, and a high-energy big band take you back to the days of Dorsey, the Andrews Sisters, and the great Glenn Miller. Get tickets at 314-516-4949 or go online to twohill.org. Singing, dancing, costumes, come on, get in the mood. Wednesday, April 22nd at Two Hill.
You in the market to buy a home? You're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
So you've switched over to the DynaGreen fertilizer system. Now, what about your grass? Well, you need to reseed, and the best way to do that is with DynaGreen. You can do the Independence 4-Way Fescue. You can do the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass or the HGT bluegrass, just like Busch Stadium. To find out everything you need, go to your local independent lawn and garden dealer and ask about DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse and Valley Park Elevator.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Step up to the plate in April for your chance to win up to $1 million cash every Friday at Hollywood Casino St. Louis and every Saturday at Argosy Casino Alton.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it one more time.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yeah, and a nice warm one, too. Like it's going to be warm tomorrow and some rain on Sunday. This portion of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great meal. You can have a sit-down meal at Annie Gunn's or a take-home meal from the Smokehouse Market next door. You know you're in the right place. I've been saying for a long time, you know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. You also know you're in the right place when you see the giant brass pig in front of the smokehouse door. Just went there the other day to get a salad. Kept forgetting to mention that. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Sponsors every day of this gentleman from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up, Dickie Bobby. What up, man?
How are you today, Mike?
I'm fine.
Good.
How's everybody?
We almost called off the show today on account of weather.
Yeah. You good?
It's too nice.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's nice. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Parkway's question, how did Lady Gaga get her name? Did it happen because her mom gave it to her because all she said as a baby we called everything Gaga, Gaga? Did it come from a hit song in the 80s? Is it because Gaga, loosely translated in French, the slang for crazy love, Gaga, or because she hated her real name, Stephanie? Answer in a minute. Three movie reviews for little Polly Harris.
Okay. I've asked you not to call me that.
Paul Blart. Mall Cop 2.
Yeah.
Seen it?
You can call him Paulie.
Yeah. Stars Kevin James, who takes some time off to take his daughter to college in Las Vegas. But crime is everywhere. It's very juvenile, very goofy, but it is still funny. PG, I like the kind where I say take the kids. Whole family can go. 89 minutes. I'm going to give it 2.5 stars.
We were talking about this earlier, and we were shocked to find out that Paul Blart, Mall Cop 1, made $146 million, which explains why there's a 2, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
True story.
Saw it.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
About New York Times reporter Michael Finkel, whose identity is stolen by an accused killer. Rated R, 100 minutes. I liked it. 3 stars.
I did not like it because I don't think Jonah Hill or James Franco is leading man material and can't, even together, they can't carry this movie.
The story was great.
Yeah, it was creepy, but the whole setup was good. But then, you know, that second half where it's basically the two of them in a room talking to each other, boring.
I thought the story was so interesting. And the fact that it was true. I liked it.
Okay.
Disney Monkey Kingdom documentary, 4 stars for that.
Now, I got to ask you, because I've seen trailers of this. I did not see the movie, but I saw the trailers, Is it really a documentary, or are, did they get the, like, says, how did they do it?
Because how did they do any of those real detailed documentaries out in location?
But it starts as monkeys in the wild, and then they get moved into a city, right?
They do. It's good.
Okay.
It really is.
All right.
B. Rock Johnson is a very sick little boy living in Columbus, Ohio. I don't know how he found out about little B. Rock, but Robert Downey Jr. has taken a personal interest in little B. Rock, flying him and his family to Los Angeles to see his new movie. Robert Downey Jr. makes time to call this B. Rock on a regular basis. It's just one of those rare but always very pleasant good guy Hollywood stories. Boy, has Robert Downey Jr. turned his life around.
Yep.
And I understand when I talked to the publicist, they would make no comment. I got this story from a Columbus, some people in Columbus, Ohio, and they sent me pictures of Robert and the family when they were in L.A. He's just being a nice guy.
You know what? I like the fact that he's doing that. I also like the fact that he's not publicizing it.
Exactly. NBC executives will meet this weekend deciding whether or not to bring back Brian Williams, Lion Brian. ABC News is now beating NBC News with Lester Holt. It appeared that Brian would be brought back. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Some sponsors and John Brokaw, everything is, are demanding that he be fired for good.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think he would draw numbers just because of people being curious. People tend to forget, and ratings are everything, and they're getting beat by ABC. I don't know. And you know, Tom Brokaw's making all this big to-do about it, but who cares what Tom Brokaw
Yeah, I don't think Brokaw really matters in the whole equation. But, I mean, if they're getting ratings that are only slightly less than they were before with Lester Holt, see what I did there?
Yes.
And they can save Brian Williams' enormous salary? Wouldn't they want to maybe? I don't know what they're going
to
do either.
I don't think they have anyone to come in.
Well,
Lester Holt was the big.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's a guy.
I like him.
Rumor, the reason Kim Kardashian, again, rumor was not at Coachella last week, is that the heat, the crowds, and long hours of walking, not good for women in their first trimester.
Oh.
That's the rumor.
Uh-huh.
Did you talk about Sofia Vergara's former ex-fiance wanting to keep her frozen embryos?
What?
No.
Sofia Vergara had some her embryos frozen with this guy's sperm, and they had them frozen.
Okay.
And they were going to have a child, but they broke up.
Yeah.
Sofia Vergara wants the embryos destroyed. This guy, whose sperm is with him, says that she can't do it. He wants to keep the embryos. Sofia Vergara wants to have the embryos destroyed.
Okay, here's the only thing I know about this legally is they can't be destroyed without both of them agreeing, and you also can't have the embryos turned into a baby unless they both agree. So just keep them in the ice cube tray.
Sofia Vergara wants them back, and the New York Post headline, you ready?
Yeah.
Lego my egos. Lego my egos.
Not bad.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dayton history, April 17th, 1964. The very first Ford Mustang is unveiled.
Wow.
Cost $2,300.
Ooh.
And worth today?
I'm guessing $25,000. Maybe more.
Yeah. Got to be more than that.
Yeah. There were 419,000 sold that year. One of the biggest selling models in the history of cars.
Wow.
Let's talk about Gaga. Did she get that name because she only said Gaga as a child because it was a song in the 80s? Because Gaga slanging French like crazy love, I'm Gaga over? Or she hates her first name, Stephanie.
Dan, you get the first shot at this.
She hates her first name.
Ian?
I'll say she hates her first name.
I'm going to go with the Queen hit Radio Gaga from
it
the 80s.
It is the Queen hit Radio Gaga. And finally. Finally. KJ, my business for St. Louis, Missouri. Aloha Friday, no, we're doing Monday. We're going to play Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Talk to you on Monday. Live your Kalani, Lani, and the okay. Yeah, look who in the car.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. All right, time to do some knuckleheads now. They are brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 is their number. Or when you need a cab, use the STL Taxi app.
That was impressive, pulling that Queen song out of
it. Thank you. Because I played it.
I know.
Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. If you go to Eastport, New York, where Scott Kemmery wanted to do something about the bed bugs in a rental car. Friend told him that dousing them with alcohol would kill them, so he got some rubbing alcohol at a supermarket and poured it all over the car in the parking lot. Then he sat in the driver's seat and lit a cigarette. Apparently, Scott doesn't know that rubbing alcohol is flammable. But he found out very quickly as the car was engulfed in flames, and he ended up with first and second degree burns, and the car was destroyed. Only good news is I'm guessing the bed bugs didn't survive the blaze either. Story number two from contributor Matt Burrows is from Lee County, Georgia, where Larry McElroy was outside when he fired his 9mm pistol at an armadillo. Now listen to this. He shoots one shot at an armadillo with his 9mm. The bullet kills the animal, but also ricocheted off of it, and then hit a fence, and then went through the back door of his mother-in-law's mobile home and through a recliner she was sitting in and into her back. They measured it. The bullet traveled over 100 yards to get into his mother-in-law, Carol Johnson, who fortunately was not severely injured. In fact, she was walking around on her own power and talking until somebody took her to the hospital. I'm guessing after all the bing, 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 ricochet rabbit, that the bullet wasn't going fast enough to do any major harm, because a 9mm, that, you know, you don't want to be hit by one.
That's the story he told about shooting his mother-in-law?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
I love this. A local cop said, well, listen, if you're going to shoot an armadillo, don't use a 9mm. Use a shotgun with a spread pattern for a lot less range. Or better yet, get a grub pesticide, which will kill the insects that the armadillos are usually trying to get into. That's why we don't have armadillos in our yards.
Yeah.
We got the grub X out there. Story number three is from Uniontown, Pennsylvania, where Angel Hollifield crashed her car into a guardrail Tuesday afternoon. And when police came to investigate, she told them she'd been distracted when her pet parrot pecked at the lid of her coffee cup. Her pet parrot was not caged in the car. Police said that there was bird feed in the cup holder next to the coffee cup and bird feathers scattered throughout the vehicle, probably from the accident. Angel was treated at a hospital for a broken right arm and facial lacerations resulting from the airbag deploying. The bird, completely unhurt. Maybe you should wait for Toonses to drive the car instead of Angel. By the way, the car, front end, totaled. And we finish with this story from Melbourne, Florida, where cops got several calls about a man running nude through the neighborhood. I've checked the knuckleheads in the news file. We're not even 4 full months into the year. This is already our 13th nude guy running through a neighborhood story. But in this one, the guy, Kenneth Crowder, went a little further than just running through the neighborhood nude. He also committed a sex act with a tree, bringing new meaning to the phrase tree hugger. He was wearing jeans and a t-shirt when the cop showed up and identified himself as God. The cop had to shock him twice with a taser, but Kenneth pulled the probes out of his body and fought the officer, saying, "I'm Thor." Tried to stab the officer with his own badge. Other cops finally showed up and they subdued Ken. Turned out he was on Flacca. I've never heard of this. F-L-A-K-K-A, Flacca. It's a synthetic drug like bath salts, which can be snorted or smoked to get the user really high. Often leads to violent behavior. And there is a disclaimer on the ad for it. Caution can cause user to have sex acts with trees. Oh. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, in Mike's report, he was talking about Sofia Vergara and the babies and the embryos that are frozen. I just have a quick story here. Alec Baldwin is 57 years old. His second wife, now pregnant. She's in her 30s. Billy Joel, 65 years old. Well, she's not his wife. He's had three wives. This is his latest girlfriend, Alexis Roderick. She is pregnant. He's 65. She's 33. And they're going to have a kid. Now, I think when you're 65 years old, you shouldn't be having children anymore. You should be done. I mean, but if you're going to be in your 80s when your child graduates from high school, you really should have used a condom, I'm going to say. But then there's a story out of England of a woman named Annegret Ronick who is pregnant with quadruplets and is 65 years old. She's the oldest woman in the world to be expecting quadruplets. She got pregnant through in vitro fertilization. Now, if you think it's bad to be a 65-year-old dad, as I do, how about a 65-year-old mom? And on top of that, think about what her oldest child thinks. That's right, she already has kids. 13 other kids, the oldest of whom is 43. Now, again, we've had rockers like Billy Joel and Rod Stewart, I think, was in his 60s. How old was Tony Randall when
Tony
he
Randall
was
80-something.
Yeah,
he was like 83 or something like that, I think.
You're doing a disservice to the child. Yes. All you're doing is making the latest trophy wife happy by, I've always wanted to have a family. Well, you're not going to have a family for very long, and certainly not after the kid's going to get out of college and you're going to be, hi, grandpa. No, I'm dad. Is it worse when it's a woman? 65 years old?
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Well, yeah, because she's got to try to give birth to four kids now.
Yes.
That's going to be no small feat.
She's already done this 13 times, so the equipment works, although it's stretched out a little bit.
But and your risk of everything goes up through the roof.
I wonder what was going through the minds of the doctors who agreed to give her the in vitro fertilization. Seems unethical to me.
Yeah.
But just think later on. They get to go to the school functions with the kids.
That's true.
And then it's like, is that your grandma? No, it's my mom. And the kids will be embarrassed.
Yeah. I'm also thinking that at a certain point, you got kids and their parents both in diapers.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Hey, honey, here's your cupcakes.
Help me gum them.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this week. Have a great weekend. Go Blues. Go Cards. Go have a nice day. I'm Paul Harris. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And it's time for our final check on traffic as we head into this beautiful weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, things are getting a little bit better. Now, you do have this accident. It's on eastbound 64 at Fairview Heights, just before Highway 159. The right lane is blocked, and then the left shoulder is blocked. And traffic is backed up, approaching Highway 255 now. Now we've got a report of a crash on westbound 64 at the Kingbridge split. They've cleared that accident that was on the ramp from the end of the ramp from southbound 270 onto eastbound 40. Now, eastbound 40 does have baseball traffic coming in, so you're heavy now from Clarkson up through Mason. And then you're heavy in pockets from Lindbergh into Big Bend. Southbound 170 slowing from Ladue down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, a little bit busy at Page. And then you're a little busy in pockets from 40 down through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. They've cleared that stall on westbound 44 before Big Bend. It's a solid jam, though, from Jamison to Elm. After that, it's a pretty good run there. This traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. With a Sam's membership, you always get great savings. Try their tender boneless pork loin and 16-ounce package of organic kale salad medley. Join and save. Sam's Club, life is better in the club. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. and the road looks rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
This is certainly going to be a long season, so it's going to be a bad season.
Can you feel it? Allergy season in full swing. Why the experts say this is going to be a bad year.
A new winner in St. Louis's Go Marathon. The woman who was disqualified. Hear from the one who really placed first and her thoughts on the controversy surrounding the finish.
Honoring the redhead, what the Cardinals are doing tonight to celebrate his 70 years in baseball and how you can show your love for red too.
Fox 2 News at 6, coverage you can count on, starts now.
And we begin with the developing story in the Metro East. 25,000 gallons of diesel fuel has spilled, much of it reaching the Mississippi River.
The fuel leaked from a Phillips 66 pipeline that runs between